is a statement by Chad.
Okay.
He says, he wrote this to me. It just occurred to me that there may be a connection between the coordinates that get Earth to Andromeda and the monolith. So a connection between the coordinates mm-hmm. to get to Andromeda and the monolith mm-hmm. that give the ascending access. The monolith mm-hmm. gives the ascending access to the ascended cloud of glory. Mm-hmm. Is that a reasonable connection? Monolith and
it's called Wi-Fi. It's called Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So then, he's right.
Then, yeah. So then Chad said that looping. Chad and I went over Ion describing the looping route to Andromeda. It was all over the galaxy. That looping journey that Ion explained to get to Andromeda could also be taken as the path that radio waves would travel as they bounce off different interstellar points. Radio waves bounce off of things.
If you understand the correlation between a dodecahedron and a trapezoid, then yes.
Radio waves are involved in that way. You got to understand that to understand what the
Chad,
so
and Chad does and Chad luckily Chad does so good for you.
Yeah. Okay. The path to Andromeda involves what you just said and radio waves. That's the path that you outlined mm-hmm. to us. It involves the dodecahedron and what was the second mm-hmm. point? Dodecahedron and something else.
Dodecahedron. And what are we? What are we?
Non-physical?
No, Bob. Never mind. You'll catch it. It's recorded. You got it. Go ahead. Next.
You're a dodecahedron.
Mm-hmm. A trapezoid.
Oh, trapezoid. Yeah,
between
right.
a trapezoid.
So then Chad says, if these previous statements are correct, then not only do the coordinates represent the journey of Earth going to Andromeda, but also how to access Andromeda, as if it were a radio station. So the ascending mm-hmm. on Earth could access the ascended state of Andromeda through the monolith.
Yes. And they can watch the Jackie Gleason show in Andromeda, too. Okay, good. That's the point. That's like the aliens that the first radio broadcast was Adolf Hitler making his speech. And that's what went out. And then that's what they picked up. So that's what they thought it was embracing. Same thing. He is a mockingjay. Mockingjay.
Okay. I'm going to read you some stuff, but I want your commentary. This is based on a guy named Wallace Thornhill.
Wallfield. That's it.
He was born on May 2nd, 1942, and just died a month ago, February 7th, 2023.
Damn, he was just a baby.
Yeah, he earned a degree in physics and electronics at the University of Melbourne, Australia, and began postgraduate studies. Before entering university, he had been inspired by Immanuel Velikovsky's best-selling book, Worlds in Collision. However, the lack of curiosity and the frequent hostility toward this challenge to mainstream science convinced Thornhill to pursue an independent path outside academia. So what he came up with was he met a guy named David Talbot, and maybe he met Velikovsky. On a subsequent visit to Velikovsky at his home in Princeton, New Jersey, Thornhill posed the key question raised by the theory of recent planetary catastrophe. What is the true nature of gravity? That question led to a reexamination of accepted ideas across many disciplines, culminating in the formulation of the, in quotes, electric universe hypothesis. So this guy's gone on to write many papers on it. And he presented the idea, the electric universe, in January 97 at a conference in Portland, Oregon, and provoked great interest from the astronomers, engineers, and scholars in attendance. He again spent time with a guy named David Talbot, and I guess he persuaded Talbot, Mr. Wallace Thornhill persuaded Talbot that the celestial configurations Talbot had reconstructed, beginning with the Saturn myth, were plasma discharge phenomena.
Yeah.
And he went on to do workshops. Okay, now we're going to go to somebody writing out the details of this theory. So here's how it goes. The title is, did you just say you agree or something? You just say words like that?
That's what we've been saying forever with the plasma base. Everything is, he's just picking up on it slowly. Yeah.
Okay, so the essay is called Cosmic Resonance. So it says, proponents of the electric
resonance.
Universe.
Resonance. I think it's got a bad title. Cosmic Resonance.
Yeah. It's not
that's good. Like a good, but, that's like a good sin, isn't it? It's a good sin. Okay, I got you. Go ahead.
We don't know what electricity is, and he's using the term to describe everything. But is electricity plasma? Is that a better word? So it's not correctly
plasma,
named, his theory.
Plasma. Right. That's where we're having a problem. Plasma is a component, a corporeal issue with electricity, but it's not energy. That's what you're trying to. That's what he's trying to. Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Sorry.
Yeah, you're correct. That's what he says. Proponents of electric universe theory face one seemingly infinite wall of resistance. That is the false preconception cemented in people's minds by consensus science. So regular science.
That's called ohmerage. The unit of resistance is called ohmerage. It's not the People's Public Service Award.
Okay. So the Thornhillites, they do not see the cosmos the same way materialists do. Fundamentally, the cosmos is energy. Energy is kinetic motion.
Yeah. Semen is the contraction between the reaction. Semen is the contraction between the reaction. Come on, Bob. You got to do better than me.
No. Come on. Energy, bear with me. Energy is kinetic motion or potential motion of matter over a distance. But matter itself is potential energy. So it's just all one thing, energy.
So it's a long distance orgasm. Okay. We agree 100%. Long distance orgasm. You win first prize. Get that, Carolyn. Get him a Kewpie doll. He won first prize.
Yeah, an electric universe is one of energy transformed from kinetic to potential by standing waves of constructive interference. Like that sentence.
Don't care. You slung us off the flying genie a little while ago, but we're
okay,
hanging
just
on.
Okay, try to put them
with,
on.
With,
let's see if they get anything right.
White knuckle flight.
Matter particles in quotes. Matter particles consist of holographic plasmodial interference patterns.
I got run over by a hologrammy in a bus that tore my ass up. And I got run over by a hologrammy that tore my ass out of the frame. That's the one. Yeah, come on now, Bob. Lord Jesus.
Yeah. Holographic plasmodial interference pattern.
Now that would be funnier. That would be funnier if we'd have said it. You know that you'd be there. Oh, that's
yeah,
iron.
Yeah.
And then Brent would have another little gizgasm.
Now these interference patterns or standing waves, in other words, form the ether.
Waves.
Yeah, they form
the
ether.
My God. Oh, my God. So what color? So here's the question. If he wrote this in the essay, I'm going to continue. But if he didn't, I'm going to have a little reservation. What color was the hologrammy bus that tore my ass out of the frame in his existential dissonance?
Yes, we're going to get to that. So he says each standing wave is itself a circuit of energy shaped by its frequency.
The energy shapes this energy. Okay, I got energy. I got an electric light, and it's going to be a receptor. It has ohmerage, and we're going to set a breaker so it doesn't overload, and we're going to make light this energy, that the circle of that energy is the energy. So the light energy is the energy that is the energy in a circumstantial condition.
Okay, thank you. Now listen to this. Mm-hmm. Next sentence. The shape gets funnier. The shape of matter conforms to the shape of energy flow, and the shape of matter forms circuitry that anchors the shape of energy. It's a feedback loop. Anything close to reality in a statement there?
Sounds like he's describing a colloidal loop.
Okay. He says, from our perspective, plasmoids are electromagnetic bubbles of potential energy, and hence the perception of a particle.
That's more about the clitoris. That's more clitoris rather than collodial. So you went a little deeper down the rabbit hole there.
Yeah, hence the perception of a particle in quotes. On the inside, they are whirlwinds of trapped energy patterned into an infinite cyclic circuit. This circuit creates polarity, angular momentum, exchanges energy with its environment by induction, and maintains structural integrity with a membrane of capacitance. That sounds pretty good. That way off?
But you're in a circle of a circle of a circle. You're in a circle, jerk, looking to see who you're going to sleep with tonight, Bob. It's not doing good.
Okay. Its internal potential maintains resonant balance and therefore is in constant feedback with its environment. It is an RLC circuit. You know what that is? Capital R, capital O, capital C.
You'd have to call. You'd have to call. You'll have to call Scott. You'll have to call Scott. and see if one of his PhDs qualifies that.
So it's funny. I am reading this because of Scott. Scott's promoting this.
I know. And we know.
Yeah.
That's why we said.
And he was making fun of Chad and Bert asking Ian about electrons and subatomic particles, maybe even quantum stuff. That Wall Thornhill is erased with this electric universe theory. There's a reason you don't agree with anybody, but you use the electron.
We don't mind agreeing with people that make goddamn sense, but so far we hadn't bumped into many of those yet.
Yeah. So the electron theory and subatomic particles, it's not real, but it makes sense what you're saying.
If,
yeah, it's a logic.
If you have feeble logic, but okay.
Okay, so anyways, so he was laughing at Chad and them for still believing in that old stuff. But I say whatever humans make as a meme that comes be part of a consensus, that's real. Just like the Bible stuff is real because that's a bunch of thoughts that people live with for eons, right? That's what you're up against, meme collectives that have made – within this world, a reality that's not a potential energy.
Tell Scott that what he's really describing is the reproductive health library. That's what.
The reproductive health library? Is that what you said?
Yeah, RHAL. That's what he's.
RHAL. What the hell is that? RHALL. Come on.
No,
you mean HEL? What?
RHAL is what you said.
Oh, no, the RLC circuit. The RLC.
You didn't say that. That's why we're laughing.
I said health. So you were saying RLC, and I thought you were saying the word health. Okay. This gets close to LaRouche because they use the word self-similar. This circuit pattern repeats in self-similar scalar harmonies from the subatomic scale to the supragalactic. Therefore, an electric universe is luminous bubbles within bubbles, circuits within circuits, harmonies within harmonies, vibrating a constant energy from within in resonance with everything without. So this is a distortion of Ezekiel's vision. Oh, yeah, you're disconnected.
Okay, I'm going to say this again. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's dead. Let me see if we can do it this way. Bobby, say something.
Yeah. This circuit pattern.
Oh my God! Finally, we did good. About 4 hours and 30 minutes on one pea pod. That was good. It lasted longer than we thought. So that's good.
Very good.
Okay,
we're wrapping up. Yeah, this circuit pattern repeats in self-similar scalar harmonies from the subatomic scale to the supragalactic. Therefore, an electric universe is luminous bubbles within bubbles, circuits within circuits, harmonies within harmonies, vibrating a constant energy from within in resonance with everything without.
So we're going to release the life cycle. We're going to take this circuit and we're going to make an electrical circuit that is a resistor. Wait. How can a circuit be a resistor? That's an inductor and a capacitor. And we're going to connect that and make them all parallel. We're going to call this something derived from positions outside of the ohmerage, which is if you don't have ohmerage, then you burnt yourself to death. then that the, those vegetables that Carolyn is cook can chop up and cook can also cook you. So, so you have all components to cancel electricity is the point of this conversation, apparently.
All right, so we'll wrap it up by saying that this bubbles within bubbles, that's sort of like a vulgar version of Ezekiel's vision.
That wheel and a wheel. Yes, except for you, Ezekiel can raise the dead bones, the dry bones, and this can't.
You're right. Right. So to wrap up.
So why happened to Bucky Fuller? Why can't he stay with Bucky Fuller? He fell if he chased him for a few days. What happened?
I know. Okay. We'll do that another time. But the thing is, instead of electric theory, electric universe theory, what terms would you use to say and attempt to describe what is pretty hard to understand and describe? What would you use instead of saying electric universe theory? What terms would you
say? We'd call it the electric slide.
Okay, so the electric slide.
The line dance, the electric slide. It's electric. Mm-hmm, that one.
Okay, so there's a lot more. Maybe we'll do it again, but basically you're going to just laugh through it all. And
no, it's fun. It was fun. We are interested in anything you're interested in, Bob, because more times than not, you're actually interesting than not.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll end up with some.
Hey, I have a question.
Yes,
hey,
Aaron.
Ion. Oh, no, it's all about bleeding. Ion, is plasma a substrate or the wire?
No, it's a capacity, which can affect a wire and a substrate.
Yeah.
It can affect it.
Yeah.
It's like what you do. It's the elements that you. Oh wait, oh wait. Here we go. It's the elements that you do to remag, to make it effective. Same thing.
You got
a substrate. You got a substrate that you're trying to change. You're not changing the element, but you're making the element be different. Now wait, now you're not changing the element, but you are, because your magnesium isn't magnesium, is it?
Right. No.
Same thing.
Okay.
Excellent.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah, I'll pick that up. Yeah, when we get to our.
We got more.
You like the word plasma, but what they're describing is nowhere near the plasma you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. That's because they don't know.
Right. Is there a word or substratum beneath plasma?
Say the words again. You're all blurred.
Is there a substratum beneath plasma?
We don't know it, because you got different kinds of plasma. Look, Bob, plasma, you got four different quadrants, not five. You got four. You got to see what you're dealing with. It's states of matter. And so you're looking from different positions or particles or combinations of those ions or electrons. And so it's just the ordinary matter in the universe, or what you compel or corporeally make into a thing that says something is a thing. Like plasma is blood, a plasma in a lymph, plasma in milk. The corpuscles are fat globules. We can't even say it. Karen don't like fat. She don't like fat things, so globules, but that's fat globules. She don't. No, you don't. Don't come in here and kind of clean up your stuff. We know how you feel about it.
Okay, I got to go, guys. I got to go.
Goodbye.
Did you finish your sentence?
Yeah, we did. Goodbye.
Okay, Ion, one last thing.
Thank you, Ion.
You're welcome.
Don't hang up. Don't hang up.